NFTs, what do I get? Too long, didn't read. Someone should produce a decent intellectual property rights contract for the art underlying collectible and art NFTs. The Dapper Labs license and the Bored Apes Yacht Club license do not pass muster. Introduction. If someone buys a collectible or art NFT from a marketplace, there are some technical things that they will probably be concerned about. 1. Is the smart contract instantiating the NFT a trustworthy one, or is it a scam contract that could trick them into losing other digital assets? 2. Is the smart contract actually set up to ensure artificial scarcity, that is, claims that there is a cap or maximum supply and that no more tokens can be minted are actually valid? 3. Are the metadata and underlying art of the NFT stored in an immutable file system, such as the IPFS, so they can't be swapped out for something else later? And furthermore, the smart contract can't be altered to point the NFT records at a completely different file system. If not, is there a good explanation for this? And does the buyer trust the explanation and the organization behind the NFT collection? The reason for point one is obvious and important. No one wants to get scammed. Point two is about speculation on the perceived future value of the NFTs. If more can be created at will, then the value of the original NFTs will probably decrease. If we're being charitable, we can compare it to something like limited edition sneakers. Where is the joy in bagging a pair if a week later everyone else is walking around in them too? And point three is about, well, not waking up one day and finding out that your NFT now points to a poop emoji rather than a cartoon primate. This point is partially about speculation, but also about avoiding disappointment. But none of these points concern ownership. By buying an art or collectible NFT, what rights, if any, do you get to the underlying art? And do you even care? Copyright. Ownership of the underlying art is an intellectual property question, and it pertains to copyright. As it happens, most people do not understand intellectual property law, not even me. For example, just today I discovered that copyright licenses and patent licenses are substantially different in the way that they are interpreted in the United States. Anyway, back to the main argument. When you buy a painting, let's say it's a Dots painting by Damien Hirst, what you get is the physical thing, namely a signed canvas with some paint on it. What you do not get is the copyright for the painting. This means that although it is hanging on your wall, you are not allowed to start a shop on Etsy selling t-shirts with reproductions of the painting. That right remains with the artist, unless they sell it, and it can be sold independently of the physical painting. You can't even have the painting hanging in the background when you're being photographed for an interview in a business magazine. That would count as an infringing copy too. The same is true for the art associated with NFTs. When you buy an NFT, the copyright for the underlying art remains with the artist or with the organization producing the NFT collection if they hired the artist to produce the art as a work made for hire. As the NFT holder, all you have is control over a data record in a smart contract on a blockchain. The NFT is like the painting in the previous paragraph. Not obtaining the copyright to a painting doesn't stop people from buying paintings. And I see no reason why the same should not apply to NFTs. Plenty of people obtain pleasure from the knowledge that they own an NFT, even though it doesn't come with anything other than that control over the NFT record in the smart contract. But what if the NFT owners would like a little bit more? What if they want the right to commercially exploit the underlying art to their NFT while they own the NFT record? Then things get tricky. It's all about the money. And now a little sidebar for Property Law 101. The main right owning the copyright to something gives you is ammunition for suing people who copy the artistic work without your permission, obtaining damages, and getting an injunction from the courts to stop them from continuing to do so. It can also help you get imported pirate copies seized and destroyed, if we're talking about physical reproductions, and with getting online companies to remove your works from their website, if we're talking about digital copies. And the penalties for copyright infringement can be huge. We are talking millions of dollars in punitive damages in the USA if the plaintiff can show that the infringement was willful. The organization launching the NFT collection cannot really transfer the copyright to the NFT buyer. Okay, they can, but then they can't compel the NFT buyer to pass it on to any future owner without a rather tricky contract needing to be drafted and signed. And that would require each buyer to sign a traditional paper contract in real life, along with submitting the NFT purchase transaction to the blockchain. The logistics of this make it an infeasible solution, and we haven't even touched on the problems associated with the importance accorded to anonymity in the blockchain space. What the organization can do is issue a license, which is kind of like lending your copyright rights to someone else. And there are three broad types of license. One, exclusive. An exclusive license to a copyrighted work gives the licensee exclusive rights to the work. They obtain the right to initiate infringement proceedings against copyright violators, and if the licensor has no financial stake in the exclusive license, for example, a share in the profits from exploiting the work, a royalty, the licensor is not even guaranteed a seat at the prosecution's table. Furthermore, the licensor can no longer use the work themselves. And so, if the organization holding the copyright issued each NFT owner with an exclusive license for the underlying art of their NFT, they would run the risk of being sued by NFT owners for using the image of the collection on their website. Because an exclusive license means only the license holder can use the artwork, and so an exclusive license is not suitable from the perspective of the organization producing the NFT collection. Two, non-exclusive. A non-exclusive license is not much use either, but this time for the token owner. The holder of a non-exclusive license cannot bring an action against copyright infringement unless the terms of the license specifically state this. The non-exclusive licenses for Bored Apes and the Dapper Labs license template do not contain such a provision. And so, ultimately, these licenses boil down to, we won't sue you, the NFT owner, for displaying the underlying art. We might sue other people, but probably not. Hardly something worth bragging about to your friends when you're showing off your digital picture of a monkey wearing a hat. 3. Sole. The sole license is, on first examination, the one that makes the most sense. Only one sole license can be issued at any one time. Well, not quite. Prior non-exclusive licenses remain valid, but let's pretend none of them have been issued. So they carry the same significance as exclusive licenses, but the copyright owner retains the right to use the underlying art as well. This appears to offer the best of both worlds. The NFT owner has exclusivity and can defend their property, and the organization can still use the image in their promotion of the collection. The only problem is that the term sole license is not well defined. Generally speaking, the term is interpreted as above, but there are exceptions in case law, and there are no statutory definitions in US law that I could find. Oops. As a final note, the interesting thing is that you can issue a copyright license to someone without them needing to sign anything or even knowing about it at the time. I presume the reason for this is that copyright licenses do not restrict when compared to the laws that are in place when there is no such license. Copyright even provides for implied licenses. If I put a photograph I took on my website, I won't win if I try to sue someone for viewing it in their web browser and ending up with a copy on their browser cache. By putting the picture on the web, I have issued an implied license that makes the production of such copies in the process of browsing the web allowable. For a non-exclusive license, even a verbal agreement is good enough, provided you can later prove the agreement was made. For an exclusive or sole license, there needs to be something in writing just to ensure that everyone knows exactly what is covered by the license and what isn't. And so, an NFT smart contract with a copyright license presented somewhere public does not need the NFT owner to sign anything. The license could even be put in the metadata, although that would make changing the terms and conditions at a later date tricky. License to fulfill. In this article, I have argued that there are implicit expectations in the minds of many art and collectible NFT owners as to the rights that they have in the underlying art of the NFT. These are not matched by the contracts or absence of contracts that should enshrine those rights. Existing intellectual property contracts for NFTs are dire. Some are contradictory and confused. Others are restrictive to the point of granting NFT owners virtually nothing of value. For my own NFT project, the Authorverse, I've had a shot at drafting an NFT owner's intellectual property license that I think reasonably addresses the balance of issues raised above, but I am not a copyright lawyer. Although, it can't be worse than Dapper Labs or Yuga Labs' efforts. And so, I'm throwing down the gauntlet for any young or not so young legal professionals out there with an interest and some knowledge in this space who are looking to make their mark on the legal landscape. The Creative Commons license, the MIT software license, the Apache license, and the GNU General Public license are all renowned open source legal documents, and there is a glaring gap in the NFT space for a suitable standard license like those. You could be the person responsible for filling that gap. Think of the fame and the glory that that would bring you.